Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
So our initial Hoosier standouts, TJD and JHS, head to Chicago with their mates, and the Big Ten Tournament is coveted postseason award winners announced on Tuesday. Trace Jackson Davis, Sporting News, First Team All-America, First Team All-Big Ten Coaches and Media, and he made the five-player All-Big Ten Defensive Team. Jalen, the Big Ten Freshman of the Year, first time in 9 years since Noah Vonleh did it back then, and that was, what, 2014? Second team All-Big Ten for Jalen as well. In the meantime, there is a difference a day makes with this double bye. Mike Woodson's squad, 19th ranked, plays Friday night as the 3 seed.
I think back to last season when you have to play, we played 3 straight games, 3 straight nights. Man, that's tough physically as well as mentally. This year will be a little different. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is still a lot of basketball. It really is. We got to take it one day at a time, one game at a time, and see where it leads us.
By the way, Miller Kopp was Indiana's Big Ten Sportsmanship Award winner. And for a fifth time this year, Trace Jackson Davis, the Big Ten Player of the Week. So you're all caught up on awards. Our thought for this day, you know, to shine your brightest light is to be who you truly are. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, 6 seniors laying it all out on the line last Saturday night up in Center Grove. Jason Spears, 18-5 North Cougs, now with an opportunity to win back-to-back regionals for a first time in 22 years as they battle Columbus North Saturday night at 7 down in Seymour. He was a role player a year ago, Lucas Fensel, back from injury. Well, these now are senior memories that he has helped initial in this current Cougar run.
It means everything. I mean, it really does mean everything. We have a group, great group of guys, and, you know, one thing about this team is we respond. We respond to everything. I mean, we've had adversity on and off the court this whole year, but we respond. You know, even coming to this game, last night we got home off the bus, and Coach challenged us, right? He challenged us as seniors, and he challenged, you know, the underclassmen, and we responded. So that we've been through so much, and we know no matter what, we're going to respond. And there's no feeling like that. There's no feeling getting out there on the court with these guys. I mean, it's awesome.
Another Sweet 16 ride for senior forward Lucas Fensel. Our coverage from Barney Scott Gym in Seymour Saturday night starts at 6:30. Chalk Talk and Jason Spear. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.